Okay, great. Patty.
Hi, I'm Patty Powers. Some of you may have known me in another life as Patty Karp. I didn't plan to say anything. I haven't prepared anything. Seeing people I haven't seen in many years. I just wanted to say, when I learned about Ivan's death, I was so shocked and so saddened, even though I hadn't seen him for many, many years either. And I have to say, I'm still in a state of shock, and I'm still very, very sad. I have an allergy, and it looks like I'm crying, and I guess maybe I am. I wanted to, who was that who said geology, that he failed geology?
Yeah.
Robin, is that you?
That's me. I was best man. So that should not be a warning to you.
You're still the best man. Also, Randy, I wanted to say I was on that train to Manchester, and I wish we'd never gotten off. Not only was Ivan pounding on the door of the train, and Max Gluckman standing there looking like, oh my God, I'm tall and bald, and I don't know. And we turned around when we couldn't get off the train. We turned around and sat down, and one of the unhelpful people on the train said, "Ah, you Americans don't know how to get off the train, eh?" So we got to the next stop, called Max Gluckman's home, and I can't really remember if he said. I don't think he came back to meet us. I think he sent someone back to meet us at his stop. So we got there, and you know, we went for a walk with Max, and he had a big cane, and I don't remember all the details. I do remember that he was, if a tree limb got in his way, he batted it out of the way with his cane. And I don't know how many boughs he took down that day, but and then was reciting Bible and verse and said, "Ha! Oh, I'm not only literate, I'm numerate." Things you remember, you know. I just also wanted to say about Ivan, he was always looking for the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect restaurant, as some of you guys have said, and the perfect wife, and Corey, he found it. Found the perfect wife. as I said to Corey earlier, my own husband died in 2005, and I said, a wise friend said to me, we don't get over this, we just get through it. And I wish you well getting through all of this. And to all the people I know and all the people I don't know, we'll all get through it. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you very much, Patty. I think we'll probably wind up now. I'm standing with Mary Jo. The two of us, sort of welcome you to this program, but we also want to thank you for coming. Mary Jo and I have a huge history with Ivan. Studied at IU with Roy Siever, the Grand Master of Art History. But when Ivan came on the scene, he really made a difference to the art history students. We think, we do think that he liked us quite a bit, all of the Siever students. He had a special place in his heart for Siever students. And he took us under his wing. He gave us sort of approaches, new ways of thinking about learning about and studying African art history. And so it really made a difference to those of us coming up in the field studying at IU. He just changed everything. For me, it was a very specific experience. I wrote a grant proposal or the dissertation proposal that was going to guide my work in northern Togo working among the Moba. And Ivan read the first draft and he paused. And he smiled slightly, and he looked up at me, and he said, "Well, there's a good project hiding in here, but we've got to get to work." At which point, we met daily, and I am talking every day. Ivan putting me to certain kinds of readings. talking to me about ideas, dragging out of me what I was really trying to do, trying to get me to articulate it in ways that were much more nuanced, complex, and so on than, you know, would have been possible at that time in my life. And I would not have gotten the grants I got to go to the field. I would not have gone to Togo without Ivan's help. He made all of the difference for me. He also brought me to the Smithsonian to work on these museum projects. And then after my husband and I left to work in Indonesia for a while, my husband Ross, who's here, I sent an email to Ivan and my good friend Mary Jo and said, well, you know, I'm coming back. And Ivan and Mary Jo put their heads together, and it was African Voices. And we worked very closely together on that project. And then all along the way, Ivan was writing letters of recommendation for me, no matter if it was a grant or a job, and so on, including the job I got in 2000 at the National Museum of African Art. Every step of the way, Ivan has been with me. And he's with us now. Mary Jo and I feel the same way. I'm speaking for Mary Jo because she wears her heart on her sleeve, I know she feels exactly the way I do. We've had great stories, great wonderful times together. Corey, fabulous friendship that will endure. Thanks to Ivan. We know you, and we're grateful to all of you who came today to share with us. We continue. Let's go upstairs to our museum. We do have alcoholic beverages, which Ivan was known to enjoy. and so we can, in fact, raise a glass to Ivan Karp, our friend, our mentor, our inspiration, our challenge sometimes. But we can raise a glass to Ivan and thank him for enriching our lives. So please do join us. Catherine, you're here. Other people from our museum are here. Karen's here. Can you please just make sure that people know how to get to our pavilion through the underground way up to the, we can take the elevator up to the ground level. So we're going sort of diagonally across here. But thank you all so very much for coming. Mary Jo?
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't know. No, thank you all for coming.
Okay, there we have it. Thank you.